Great Expectations, EdExcel, IGC, SE English Literature Podcast, a 10-minute revision episode. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you've just finished reading Great Expectations for the first time, or you're deep in revision mode with your EdExcel IGC SE exam approaching, this episode is designed to give you everything you need to walk into that exam hall feeling confident and prepared. Great Expectations is one of the most rewarding novels you will ever study. It's a story about a boy called Pip, an orphan from the Kent Marshes, who suddenly receives a mysterious fortune and sets out to become a gentleman. But it's so much more than that. It's a novel about the lies we tell ourselves, the people we abandon in our pursuit of status, and the surprising places where true goodness is found. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts, the key characters, the major themes, and then I'll give you my top exam tips and walk you through a quick-fire recall quiz at the end. So grab your notes and let's get into it. Let's start with the plot because you need to know it inside out. Not to retell it in the exam, but to select the right evidence for your arguments. The novel is divided into three stages of Pip's expectations. In stage one, Pip is a young orphan boy living with his sister, Mrs. Joe, and her kind husband, Joe Gargery, the village blacksmith. He has two formative encounters that shape everything that follows. First, on the marshes, he meets the escaped convict Abel Magwitch, who terrifies Pip into stealing food and a file. Second, he is invited to Satie's house to play with Estella, the ward of the eccentric Miss Havisham, a woman who was jilted on her wedding day and has stopped all the clocks at 20 minutes to 9, refusing to let time move forward. Pip falls desperately in love with Estella and becomes ashamed of his working-class origins. In stage 2, Pip receives word through the lawyer Jaggers that he has a secret benefactor, and is to be educated as a gentleman in London. He assumes, wrongly, that Miss Havisham is his patron. In London, he befriends the warm and cheerful Herbert Pocket, but he becomes increasingly snobbish, neglecting Joe and accumulating debts. He pursues Estella hopelessly, even as she warns him she cannot love anyone. Stage 3 brings the dramatic revelation. Pip's benefactor is not Miss Havisham at all. It is Magwitch, the convict he helped as a child. This is the great moral turning point of the novel. Pip must decide whether to accept or reject the man whose money he has been living on. He chooses to help Magwitch escape England, and in doing so, undergoes a genuine moral transformation. Magwitch is captured and dies in prison. Pip falls ill, and it is Joe, humble, faithful Joe, who nurses him back to health. Pip returns to the forge, humbled and changed. Now let's talk about the major themes, because this is where your marks really come from. The most important theme is social class and ambition. Dickens was writing in 1860 and 1861, serialized in his own magazine all the year round. Victorian England was rigidly stratified. Your birth determined your destiny. Dickens himself knew poverty intimately. His father was imprisoned for debt when Dickens was 12, and young Charles was sent to work in a blacking factory. This personal experience gives the novel its fierce moral edge. Pip's desperate desire to rise above his origins reflects a wider Victorian anxiety about class mobility. The key question Dickens asks is, does becoming a gentleman make you a better person? The answer, emphatically, is no. The second major theme is wealth and moral corruption. Pip's fortune corrupts him. He becomes ashamed of Joe's rough hands and honest speech. He accumulates debts. He treats people as means to his social ends. Dickens uses the imagery of Satie's house, rotting wedding cake, cobwebs, stopped clocks, to suggest that wealth without love or moral purpose leads only to decay. Miss Havisham is the extreme embodiment of this. She has used her wealth to freeze time and manufacture revenge, with Estella as her instrument. The third theme is identity and self-discovery. Pip's name itself is significant. A pip is a small seed, something with potential that must grow. His journey is a Bildungsroman, a coming-of-age story, in which he must shed his false identity as a gentleman and discover his true self. The moment he accepts Magwitch as his benefactor and chooses loyalty over status is the moment Pip truly becomes the man he was always capable of being. The fourth theme is crime and justice. The novel is saturated with the criminal justice system. Magwitch, as a transported convict, Compeyson as a fraudster who escapes justice through his gentlemanly appearance, Jaggers as a lawyer who manipulates the system. Dickens is asking a radical question: is the law actually just? Compeyson receives a lighter sentence than Magwitch because he looks and speaks like a gentleman. This is a savage critique of Victorian class-based justice. Finally, love and redemption. Joe's unconditional love for Pip is the moral compass of the novel. He never judges, never withdraws his affection, even when Pip is at his most snobbish. Dickens presents Joe as the embodiment of true gentlemanliness, not in dress or manner, but in character. The novel's ending, whether you read the revised or original version, suggests that redemption is possible, but it comes through humility, not wealth. Now let's talk about how to turn this knowledge into marks. The EdXL IGCSE literature paper will ask you to write about Great Expectations in response to a question that may be extract-based or a whole text essay question. The marks are distributed across three assessment objectives. SAO 1 rewards your personal, critical response and your use of textual evidence. AO 2 rewards your analysis of the writer's methods, that means language, structure, and form. AO 3 rewards your understanding of context, how Victorian society, Dickens' biography, and the novel's publication history inform your reading. Here are the most common mistakes I see candidates make and how to avoid them. Mistake 1, plot summary. If you find yourself writing, and then Pip goes to London and then he meets Herbert, stop. Every sentence must be analytical. Ask yourself, what is Dickens doing here and why? Mistake 2, feature spotting. Don't just say Dickens uses a metaphor here. Say what the metaphor is, what it suggests, and what effect it has on the reader. The technique is just the door. You need to walk through it. Mistake 3, bolted on context. Don't write a separate paragraph that begins, in Victorian England, context must be woven into your analysis. Link it directly to what Dickens is doing in the text. Mistake 4, ignoring the question. Whatever the question asks, your answer must address it directly. If it asks about social class, every paragraph must connect back to social class. My top tip for the exam, learn 5 or 6 versatile quotations for each major character and theme. Short, embedded quotes are far more effective than long block quotations. Aim to embed your evidence within your own sentence like this. Dickens presents Pip's shame through his description of Joe's hands as large and clumsy, suggesting that Pip has come to see working class physicality as a mark of inferiority. Right, let's test what you've taken in. I'll ask 5 questions, pause after each one, and try to answer before I continue. Question 1, what is the name of Pip's secret benefactor? Abel Magwitch. Question 2, what does the stopped clock in Sada's house symbolize? Miss Havisham's refusal to let time move forward after being jilted? It represents obsession, stasis, and the destructive power of the past. Question 3, name one way Dickens critiques the Victorian justice system. Compeyson receives a lighter sentence than Magwitch because he appears to be a gentleman, suggesting the law favors the wealthy over the poor. Question 4, what literary term describes a novel that follows a young protagonist's moral and psychological development?
A Bildungsroman.
Question 5, give one quotation that could be used to explore the theme of social class. I am not what I was, or I want to be a gentleman, or you are not to be educated for anything in particular. Let's bring it all together. Great Expectations is a novel about the danger of mistaking wealth for worth and status for goodness. Dickens uses Pip's journey to expose the hypocrisy of Victorian class values and to argue that true gentlemanliness lies in loyalty, compassion, and moral courage. Qualities embodied not by the wealthy, but by the blacksmith, Joe Gargery. In your exam, remember, analyze, don't summarize, embed your quotations, weave in context, and always, always ask yourself, what is Dickens doing here? And why? You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.